Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. During the Prohibition era, early in the last century, a murderous band of outlaws known as the Ashley Gang robbed banks from Miami to Stewart and Fort Pierce. The legendary desperados were moonshiners, rum runners, carjackers, and they even tried to rob a train one time. Their jail escapes and shootouts with lawmen finally came to an end in 1924 on the Sebastian River Bridge. John Ashley and three of his partners were shot to death after being ambushed by the St. Lucie County Sheriff and his deputies. Ed Register of Fort Pierce was only 7 when the Ashley Gang met its demise, but he'd been hearing about their crime wave for months.
I heard a lot of things at the dinner table. That was our main way of getting information.
News of the Ashley Gang's fate in Sebastian filtered back to Fort Pierce, and Register's neighborhood was abuzz with talk the next morning. The bodies of the 4 outlaws were being moved to a mortuary in Fort Pierce, but those bodies were still out on the sidewalk when folks started gathering on 2nd Street to take a look. Register's father decided to go, too.
He says to me, "Come on, Eddie, if you want to, you can go with me."
So How did you feel about that?
Well, I thought it was a pretty exciting deal, but later I didn't feel exactly that way. We got on down there, and most of the people were just kind of standing over around Pioneer Drug, which was across the street, and they were just observing. We walked on down to the corner of Avenue A and North 2nd Street. The northwest corner is where Fee Mortuary and Fee Hardware were located. As we got close, you could see that these bodies were laid out on the sidewalk.
Were they covered or uncovered?
They were uncovered. I don't know. My dad says, "Come on, son, we're going to go across the street," where most people were staying over on the south side of Avenue A.
They were keeping their distance.
Yeah, they didn't want too much to do with it.
Was the area not roped off at all?
Not at all. I'd never seen a person that was dead before, and these people had been dead for several hours, so that was quite a difference in the way they looked.
How did that make you feel as a young kid?
Really scared me very much. For years, I wished I hadn't seen that, but I did. When we got over there, Dad says, "We're not going to stay here long," because I think he was kind of getting anxious to move on. And the authorities were telling people to keep moving. They didn't want a crowd around them.
John Ashley, I guess, was distinctive looking because he had a patch over one eye.
Don't remember that at all. I remember the 4 images, and I remember this one in overalls. We didn't do much talking about it, and I know it was kind of upsetting to me.
That lasted a long time for you, didn't it?
Yes. You know, as a boy, I guess in times we may have some bad dreams about things. I had a lot of recurring thoughts about it. Well, there was a lot of publicity, you know, over a period of time. There were all kinds of stories.
You didn't see a news photographer there, did you?
No, not at the Fee Mortuary, no.
Not outside it or anywhere?
No, nobody of that nature. After it was over and the days that immediately followed, all I wanted to do was forget about it and just wish I hadn't been there.
To learn more about the Ashley Gang, read Ada Coates Williams' book called Florida's Ashley Gang. Also, you can go to IndianRiverMagazine.com to read Warren Sahn's story titled The Ashley Gang, What Really Happened. And by the way, Ed Register, who's known to as many friends as the historic Register, is going to be turning 92 soon. And by the time you hear this, he will have had his birthday. Happy birthday, Ed.
Thank you, Janie.
You can listen to this and other Flora Days shows by going online. Go to WQCS.org, click on Audio Archive, and then click on Programs. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.